Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 28, 1805. Winds finally favored. The Corps is now well into Montana, having made 24 miles today before stopping to make camp. The constant wind is finally blowing in their favor, and the use of sails on the pirogues speeds their progress up the river. Captain Lewis writes,
"Set out this morning at an early hour. The wind was favorable, and we employed our sails to advantage. Captain Clark walked on shore this morning, and I proceeded on with the party. The country, through which we passed today, is open as usual and very broken on both sides near the river hills. The bottoms are level, fertile, and partially covered with timber. The hills and bluffs exhibit their usual mineral appearances. Some burnt hills, but no appearance of pumice stone. Coal is in great abundance, and the salts still increase in quantity. The banks of the river and sandbars are encrusted with it in many places, and appear perfectly white, as if covered with snow or frost. The woods are now green, though the plains and meadows appear to abate of the verdure those below exhibited some days past. We passed three small runs today, two falling in on the starboard and one on the larboard side. They are but small, afford but little water, and head a few miles back in the hills. We saw great quantities of game today, consisting of the common and mule deer, elk, buffalo, and antelopes. Also four brown bear, one of which was fired on and wounded by one of the party, but we did not get it. The beaver have cut great quantities of timber, saw a tree nearly 3 feet in diameter that had been felled by them. Captain Clark, on the course of his walk, killed a deer and a goose, and saw three black bear. He thinks the bottoms are not so wide as they have been for some days past. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 28, 1805.
Captain Clark writes about his walk on the shore.
A fine day. River falling, wind favorable from the southeast and moderate. I walked on shore to view the country. From the top of the high hills, I beheld a broken and open country on both sides. Near the river, some very handsome low plains. I killed a deer and a goose, saw three black bear, great numbers of elk, antelopes, and two gangs of buffalo. The hills and bluffs show the structures of coal and burnt appearances in many places, and in them I could find no appearance of pumice stone. The woodlands have a green appearance. The plains do not look so green as below. The bottom's not so wide this afternoon as below. Saw four black bear this evening. One of the men shot at one of them. The antelopes are nearly red on that part which is subject to change, that is, the sides and two-thirds of the back from the head. The other part is white as snow. Two small runs fall in. Captain William Clark, April 28, 1805.
The party is passing through country underlain by the Paleocene Tongue River member of the Fort Union Formation. Lignite coal is abundant in it. The Fort Union Formation is shale that has been baked and turned into a red scoria, used today like gravel on remote country roads. The two small runs mentioned are on the north, Little Muddy Creek in Roosevelt County, and on the south, Otis Creek in Richland County. Tomorrow, killed the first grizzly bear.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.